KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Greta Gerwig's Lady Bird has so many great zingers that it's hard to pick a single sample, but here's one for openers. The 16-year-old heroine, who's played by Saoirse Ronan, has just finished her driving test, and the DMV examiner in the passenger seat tells her she passed. "Really? Thanks," Lady Bird says, to which the examiner replies, "It's not a thanking situation. You either pass or you don't." Well, Gerwig's movie is very much a thanking situation. Once you've seen it, even while you're watching it, with a grin stuck on your face, you want to give thanks for how wonderful it is, how wise and funny and full of grace. Maybe this shouldn't come as a huge surprise. Gerwig is one of the preeminent actors of our time, and fine actors often make good directors. And she's no stranger to the art of the screenplay she co-wrote with Noah Baumbach and starred in two of his most affecting films, Frances Ha and Mistress America. Still, Lady Bird is the first feature Gerwig has written and directed on her own, and it feels like the work of a virtuoso filmmaker. It's conventional in form and loosely autobiographical. The story is set in Sacramento, where Gerwig grew up, and it follows a student at a Catholic high school through her senior year, a year that includes the parallel dramas of sex, parental conflict, artistic ambition, and college acceptance. But the deeper drama of Lady Bird's life is one of self-acceptance and searching out the self to accept. She's yet to accept her given name, Christine. Lady Bird is the name she gave herself. Her life is a one-for-the-seesaw state of alternation between asserting and deploring herself, with dependable help in the deploring phase from her endlessly negative mother, Marion, a nurse played by the peerless Laurie Metcalf. Marion is a past mistress of passive aggression. She can't help being negative because her fears and insecurities keep her from seeing herself as she is, a bright woman with a big heart and a downturned mouth that's frozen in regret. Lady Bird's loving father tells her that she and her mother both have strong personalities. Putting it mildly, their personalities are combative, complementary, and mercurial. Both mother and daughter are given to flights of cold hostility and spasms of melting love, and watching the two of them together is a rare treat. Saoirse Ronan was extraordinary as the ardent heroine of Brooklyn, so much so that she had audiences wondering when, if ever, she'd get another role fully worthy of her gifts. Well, this is it. "I wish I could live through something," Lady Bird says longingly at the beginning of her story. By the end, she and we have lived through a lot, and all for the good. It's one of the most endearing movies I've seen in years. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.